Alright, time for another draftphysics.com video presentation. So, I did have a video planned to kind of go into some of the differences between elastic and inelastic and sticky versus bouncy, blah blah blah. But we'll have to do that later. And that should be a pretty quick video. But anyway, there's just some things happen, they're just so spectacularly bizarre that you have to talk about it before you can talk about anything else. It's just, it's just too bizarre. And so, Stephen Breaux has so spectacularly lost his grip on, whatever marbles he had. And it's just, you just have to talk about it. It's just amazing mush. So I have to talk about it. That's just the way it is. I'd rather not. I'd rather just ignore the crazies. I mean, in the end, won't be acknowledged as anything but, crazy. And that there's fanatics for everything, and you can't judge a whole class, based on the truly aberrant nutballs that might be in that class. But it's hard not to. You're just saying, who the hell does this idiot think he's talking for or speaking for? I mean, it's just so, So he starts off with one single comment to some other guy. You're a basket case too, end of. Whatever that means in capitals. Not much of a counter argument, frankly. But he's posted 10 straight comments. And it doesn't occur to him that, wow, I'm really going to look like a lunatic, aren't I? So he complains about how long my videos are, and yet he expects somebody to read all this crap. Like, this is all so precious that somebody would invest the time it takes to read all of this crap. And, that's not expecting too much, right? And he can't even watch the videos, not on my website, but the ones on the YouTube channel. The channel where they're only, two a week or something. I mean, recently it's even less than that. And he can't handle that. But he expects people to handle this. Which, on its face, you're just saying, well, obviously this guy doesn't do logic very well. Why should I waste any more? So he has this in all caps. Looking at other people's air track experiments accompanied by Gary's incompetent analysis. Well, regardless of my analysis, there's other people doing their analysis. And frankly, if you don't really realize, there's a lot of people sincerely interested. It's curious that the experiments have such divergent outcomes, and reasonable people are stimulated, when they see something that doesn't fit together. And it doesn't fit. You want to deny it doesn't fit, then you're pretty silly. When I've already got my own, which works out absolutely on the money. But he won't show it to us. It's just so funny. I've already seen all the evidence I need to see. So he personally has the truth. But he'll sell it to you maybe? I don't know. Any Gary shows is always flawed in some way, or his description is fatally flawed. But no one ever will show that. They won't play my video and say where I made these fatal flaws. They won't point out the fatal flaw in, me playing the video and saying, well, this is a frame rate and, this is what you got to count. There's somehow a flaw in that. Yeah, okay. The man doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't think he even cares that he doesn't know what he's talking about. So again, there's just, if I don't know what I'm talking about, your obligation is to show where I don't know what I'm talking about. That's like what I do with you. I point out where you've made, stupid mistakes. You don't stand for being corrected, so it doesn't really work. He's just making noise for the sake of it. So, I invest 10 years in a channel just for the sake of it. He doesn't think I really believe it's a particle universe made out of discrete bits of things called momentum, that everything runs on momentum. Even though that model really does work, and it fits the universe we live in. Now, because he has a religious theory, that there had to be a creator because, the universe is doing randomly fun things and somebody has to be the random engine, and we might as well just call him dog or God, it doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. I mean, what's the counter argument? He thinks I don't sincerely think the physics is crap. when obviously I sincerely think it's crap. That does it. I mean, I point out the Eddington experiment so many times. He thinks it's unreasonable for somebody to say, well, yeah, that does kind of violate the scientific method. You're supposed to repeat experiments, and when you have much superior technology, why the hell wouldn't you take advantage of it and redo the experiment? Doesn't make much sense. It does create cause for doubt. You're going to assert it's the truth, and yet you won't do what's required to prove it's the truth. He's literally got nothing else to do with his life. It's sad. Well, obviously I have lots else to do with my life. I've demonstrated in lots of ways that I have, you know, all kinds of interests. You know. But besides, who cares? I mean, it's just such a stupid accusation that Gary couldn't find anything to do with himself when Gary's demonstrated lots of things he can do with himself. Anyway, why should I listen to a prick who changes the rules every 5 minutes? So he thinks the rule changes is that, you know, I didn't know this is a rule change. See, he thinks that everybody knew to use, when you're using a ruler, you use it this way. See, the little divisions are counted on the ruler, and you look at the ruler this way and do your measurements. And see, I changed the rules by saying, no, this is the way you use a ruler. You look at it this way. So that's a big rule change. Wow. He's not interested in physics. So again, it's just such a stupid accusation. I mean, you know, playing hour-long Professor Lewin videos, and he's claiming in the videos, okay, it's not what I've done in my free time, it's what I did in actual videos. And he says I don't have an interest? I mean, it's just an insane statement. He's just enjoying wasting everyone's time with an argument that can never... And so he says the argument can never end, even though all you can... Yeah, you can end it really simple. You can just do the Eddington experiments from space. That ends the argument. Or you can do some air track experiments where you push, you know, carts with springs and prove the case. I mean, it really isn't that difficult to end the argument. You just end it with what's called credible evidence. And you say you've done the credible evidence thing. You have it in your pocket, but you won't show it to anybody. So it's like some sort of UFO thing he found. You know, he's got the special technology from the UFO, but he can't show it to anybody because then it'll evaporate or something. You know, he has some theory. It's like the magical mind reader, you know, the channeler, you know, who can tell you, you know, what flavored donut your great uncle was the last donut he ate before he died, but they can't win the lottery. Okay. Because the argument is the purpose of his life, whatever. I pointed out how argument is fundamental to logical interrogation. That's exactly if you're going to be a logical person, you're going to have to learn how to deal with argument, because that's what every subject is going to be made out of and tested. There's going to be conflicting opinions, and the only way to solve the conflicting opinions is to argue the evidence. That's what they do in courtrooms, you idiot. You ever heard of a courtroom? Well, what do they do when somebody's life is on the line? They argue about it. Asswipe. Oh, he doesn't want answers. Whatever. I don't really need them, frankly, because I have seen enough evidence, frankly. I mean, I read the history of, the kinetic energy formula. Once you read the history, you know, game over. That this is just silly, stupid, made-up, completely fictitious science. There is no science here. They proved a theory they changed by 50%. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's out of sensible bounds. And you can't even concede the argument that, oh, well, that might be a curiosity in science. You know, when they prove a theory and then they change it by 50%, that might be a curiosity. And you might ask the question, well, how the hell did you prove it when it's 50% off? I mean, what kind of proof were you using? It had to be pretty frickin' bad. It's got to give you some reason that you'd, well, let's not do that again. Right? I mean, when the scientists say, well, gee, okay, let's say we made a mistake. Let's not do that again because we look ridiculous. We proved something for 100 years and it wasn't true? Ew. You know, that hurts our credibility. Let's not do that over and over again. Oh, anyway, his purpose in life is to troll. So I'm the troll. Isn't that just hilarious? Like, I'm gone out and I've made, you know, I'm initiating videos against Stephen Bro. He's not initiating them against me. Right? He types 15 comments of absolute slanderous rubbish and I'm the terrorist. Too silly. Everyone in the video from any... his purpose in life is to troll everyone in video form and his waste his days away. So again, I'm trolling by counter-arguing. Have I done anything other than counter-argue in my videos? I'm not the one posting images of other people's houses and talking about their family and shit. I'm not the one spinning videos upside down, you know, just twirling somebody else's video around and around. I'm not the one like you has all these cartoon bullshit icons with your, and you know, with all your antics, little porn images over the videos and shit. Your whatever, your little crappy, you know, Christmas Carol videos. No, that's not me. That's you. You know, anyway. Because he's got enough all else to do with his empty life. So again, it's just such a silly commentary. And, you know, my old videos do kind of demonstrate that I do have lots of other interests. Anyway, I would love to show him how wonderful life... Oh, well, this is just too precious. Wonderful life can be. Show him what an amazing world it is. Well, I hope you get what you deserve, which is to be dissolved in a vat of infant vomit. So I hope you get the life you deserve. The life you're imposing. The pain and suffering you're so glib about imposing on others. You can't get it any worse than you deserve. You really can't. But he's got his feet super glued to the floor. What a fucking idiotic thing to do is to be grounded. Yeah, grounded in reality. You might as well call the floor reality. And yeah, I'm super glued to getting right answers, not wrong answers. Okay, you're the one, you know, floating around in your ethers. You know. So I hope you get suffocated in your ether. Anyway, it says here, your results are not surprising, honestly, every time. So this is to Dr. S, who I frankly, you know, we have no evidence from Dr. S. We have nothing demonstrating how you can do this pixel thing in Photoshop and somehow make a low frame rate video a high frame rate video. So it's like Brozo doesn't even understand the concept. He hasn't understood any of it from the beginning. And he probably bought some Chinese knockoff camera that, you know, doesn't even do what he thinks it's going to do anyway. Honestly, every time I recheck Gary's work, his analysis, I always find results consistent with the KE formula. So we don't have any evidence of that either. So he's just making another assertion that he has, you know, he has somehow made that high school video, you know, the whatever her name was, you know, the one where you have to understand that she's using the length of the cart to go through the time gate, that somehow he can make that video come up with 2/3 the velocity when it's just not possible. So that's just such a lie on his part. It's just such a lie. Anyway, I don't even have to invest interest in doing so. So it's clear that you obviously don't invest any time in thinking about what you're doing. You just do some slop because it's, you know, it's going to affect your ends, which is slander. You don't care about the truth here anywhere. You're so invested in your fable. You're just a fanatic defending your fanatic religion. That's all it comes down to. I mean, you are the definition of, you know, what science claims not to be and what it actually is, a religion. Gary and his infant brain followers say I'm biased. Well, I mean, it just reeks of it right here already. We've barely begun, and it already reeks of you're the fanatically nutty, crazy person. I mean, with these bold overstatements, every single calculation Gary's made, I've proven wrong. Well, unfortunately, you haven't shown any of that. Just because we dislike each other. So logically, he has to be equally biased, but I'm demonstrating that my bias isn't, you're so fucking irrelevant in terms of your physics arguments that why would I pay any attention? My only bias is in recognizing, gee, there's another asshole slandering me for no good reason because he thinks he has some sort of right, you know, and it's, you don't have any such right. You don't own my life, you fucking creep. What the fuck are you talking about my personal life for? Why is that of any interest to you? I don't give a fuck about yours. I don't care how much you drink every day. I don't make videos about how much does Stephen Bro drink every day. All right. Disliking a person has nothing to do with it except in the feeble mind of Gary and company. So again, he's the one obsessed with this rhetoric. So let's just understand, this is what he spends his time doing, not what I spend my video time doing. My videos are about physics. Your videos are all this shit. I mean, that's all you can do, is this kind of shit. You're just a shitter. Anyway, the two separate issues. I dislike him intensely for one of his valid reasons, and his valid reasons are whatever. He's a poofter and thinks the world is magical and it'll all be okay. I can torture all the kids I want. I can kill them. The animal kingdom is just fine the way it is. You know, mass murder of infants is a great idea, so, you know, I think it's cool. So, yeah, I don't care how many lion cubs you have to eat alive. Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. How does that affect me? That's his attitude. How many animals are in concentration camps, you know, waiting to be your dinner? Yeah, you just couldn't give a shit, could you, fuckhead? But you'll pet your neighbor's dog, no doubt. He is a cheating, lying, despicable, hypocritical coward. So, yeah, I'm a coward because, you know, I respond to your actual comments. And you can't even manage to watch an experiment I did. You know. Anyway, who moves the goalpost? So again, this moving a goalpost means, oh, you mean I'm supposed to use a ruler a rational way? I can't use it irrationally? I can't come up with irrational ways to hit a ball bearing? I have to use rational ones? Oh, you know, he thinks that's moving goalpost. You know, moving the post into the rational real world. Yeah, that's changing the goalpost. Let's see. He's a gigantic Pollock, whatever. Pollock, whatever. His so-called physics simply isn't physics. You know, except the physical part. Yours is the one that isn't physical. It's mostly fantasy. Well, I would argue your idea that Lenz's law is bending photons is pretty good fantasy. Yeah, so lots of cartoon in that. Now, and then he accidentally has a good point. Well, that's just silly. But I honestly don't think he knows why he is, he has a good point on those rare occasions. So again, this is just all mush. What is this? You never have a good point, frankly. For the most part, he's that monkey typing randomly, blah, 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 blah. This is all just such a waste of time. If there were an infinite Gary's typing, blah, 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 gobship song. So he's going back to his stupid, he thinks he makes fun Christmas carol songs or something. I reckon one could accidentally type the words to the Gary Gobship song. So he really thinks people ought to listen to his just absolutely horrible, you know, music videos. Anyway, it's just hilarious. Gary is never correct. So he puts it in capital letters, even though he already said I was. So isn't that just, you know, that sign of that's a marble bouncing down the road, isn't it? I mean, isn't that a sign of a marble really just bouncing down the road? That should be everyone's starting position, except you already conceded it's not accurate. So you're just too silly. What mistakes or lie has Gary delivered this time? He's simply incompetent. Sorry to labor the point. Yes, you sure did labor it, you know, so excessively that no reasonable person could say anything other than, you be crazy. Yeah, you be crazy. Okay, rest assured, I've done, this is just so spectacularly fucking, this is where the marble started breaking all the windows on the street and all got, you know, the chaos created by his losing all grip. It just got so interesting to watch. I mean, this is just such bizarre rhetoric. Rest assured, I've done the experiment more times than I care to even bother looking again. And it always confirms Walter Lewin's experiment as legitimate. So he's done it numerous times, and he filmed it once from the, you know, the third worst angle you could possibly choose. Okay. No, I've not published it. What? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're just like, what? For some sort of reason, right? Okay. Biscari does not deserve to see just to abuse it any way he can. So how do you actually abuse something like this? I mean, it's just such a funny kind of concept that somehow you make your argument and somebody else abuses it somehow. Now, I can understand when Farley's spinning my videos around in circles, well, that's sort of abusing the argument, right? Because, you know, that's not really how the argument looked. But how exactly do I abuse your arguments besides pointing out how, well, it's a ruler. Rulers do this with rulers. Don't do this with a ruler. No, do this with the ruler, you know, to measure things. I mean, that's my abuse. I'm being abusive. I've abused poor little Kenny. Whatever the fuck his name is. So anyway, so just understand, he's not publishing it to spite me. So everybody involved in this controversy, you should all feel a little bit insulted because he doesn't think you're entitled to see where he found the Ark of the Covenant. All right, and so you can't see the video of him finding the Ark, and unfortunately, you know, he opened it and all the ghosts flew out and then the whole thing evaporated. But he has a video of it, you know, so we can all see it, you know. But he won't show the video. Yeah, that sounds like a typical UFOer, doesn't it? I mean, he probably does believe in UFOs. But Scary does not deserve to see, just to abuse it any way he can. I'll be happy to share it privately. So even though he's so stupid, he thinks he can actually share it privately. That somehow somebody he wouldn't share it with wouldn't make it public and let other people see it. So he really thinks that's going to happen. You know, I'll secretly let you see the truth. You know, okay. Yeah, I'm sure that'll work, Steve. With decent-minded people like yourself. So the Dr. S guy is some guy who says he's in this for trivial reasons. He's to have fun. You know, I mean, he's hardly decent-minded in the sense that he surely is playing some sort of weird little gotcha game. And based on some theory that he's completely unproven, that somehow you can fix a poor frame rate video by putting it into Photoshop and counting pixels. That somehow that fixes the bad timing. Well, it's a theory, but I don't think it's a correct one. There are quite a few. So he has, you know, anyway. But I wouldn't want you to show Gary just yet. So what is this? I mean, again, can anything get more convoluted and bizarre? I have the proof, but I won't show it to you. Rest assured, if I had an air track and I did the experiment and it proved what I know it'll prove, I would show it. Yeah. Because he simply abuses every... So he's saying it again, that it's an abuse to critique his experiments. You are not allowed to find flaws in his logic or reasoning. That's just not that's forbidden. He's the brozo. How could anybody question the thought process of the you know, wonderful magical brozo? Okay, that is put in front of him for his benefit, because he simply abuses everything that's put in front of him for his benefit. And so it's to my benefit that you filmed it at a preposterously silly angle. Plus, there's no reason he can't have made 10 air tracks in the last week or two. So he hasn't shown any video of his air track working. That is where he pushes it and bounces off one side, goes back, bounces, you know, showing that it actually works the way it's supposed to. And he's still selling them. He's still selling, yeah, make it out of plastic. Well, obviously, you're not doing too well with your plastic one. So maybe it needs to be made out of metal for a reason. Maybe all the other air tracks are made out of, metal for a reason. Maybe it's because it works better. Yeah. Anyway, they are that simple to make. So he's, you know, at one time he says it's difficult. The next time he says it's simple. You know, you have to drill a couple of thousand holes. And you have to do, so, you know, you have to make your fittings and make sure there's no air leaks and all of that crap. And then he says the holes get clogged because somehow he's blowing shit into it somehow. I guess somehow he didn't know he needed to take all the little bits of plastic and blow them out of the track before he sealed it up. But anyway, it's utterly ridiculous. The Cower Detector, etc., haven't made the effort. So again, he hasn't demonstrated that his air track even works. He pointed out how it has lumps in it that make the cart stick. I mean, what sense does this make? How can somebody be this preposterously unreasonable? I mean, it's just so crazy. Anyway, The reason they haven't is probably because they aren't and never have been even remotely interested in the truth. So if you don't try to make your own experimental devices, somehow you're not interested in the subject. Oh, okay. So Feynman really wasn't interested in physics because he didn't do his own experiments. So that means he was totally uninterested. Okay, gotcha. All they care about is the bloke they are in love with. So this is just useless, more, you know, who cares? The hero who does sweet Fanny Adams. I don't know what that means. If you email me, so this is the funny part, I will send you the links to some air track stuff. So he has the videos uploaded somewhere, and I guess private or unpublished, and he'll give you the link to his magical proof videos. If it helps you personally, I mean. So what is this even? I mean, how can things be this silly? I mean, can you imagine an attorney, you know, telling the jury, well, some of you jurors, I'll let you know the truth, okay? So, yeah, if you email me, I'll send you evidence that's not on the table. You know, anyway, if you don't really need that kind of confirmation. Oh, so you don't actually have to see you proving the truth. Oh, okay. So I guess there are people who just take your word for it. Oh, well, Steve's such a fair guy. Come on. Everybody knows how fair Steve is. So, yeah, how could he make a mistake? Not really possible. Then leave it for now. They will be made public sometime soon enough anyway. So this is just such... Why are they not public already? You're asserting you have an air track. You're asserting it works. You're asserting you're going. You've done these experiments, and yet you show nothing. I mean, it is insane, frankly. There's no way to make that make sense. Nobody can make that make sense. Please, somebody try your best to write a paragraph explaining how that makes sense. Okay, just meant if you... I mean, Piero, go ahead, Piero. Make sense out of this. Mush. All right. I just meant if you personally are in some doubt and seeking experiments where all the weighing, etc. is shown... All the calculations. I don't need to see you calculating. I need to see the actual physical evidence. So they should want to see the actual physical evidence and do their own calculations. All right. Nothing hidden. Raw footage if necessary. It's preferable, frankly. Yeah. That's the idea. The unmessed up. The stuff you didn't put porn images on top of. Yeah, that would be really cool. All right, if that's the level, I guess it was, of proof you personally need, I'd be happy to share privately. Pop-up pics. So what the fuck does that mean? Pop-up pics. Yeah. I'm like, you just say, what the hell could this guy have? What is a papa of? I mean, the only baby born with its head actually already up its ass? Just amazing. All right, P.S. When I saw Gary's playing with balls experiment three weeks ago, I missed it at the time because I don't have as much time to spare as Gary to listen to every... So he has all this time. His expectation is somebody has enough time to read all of this slop, but they can't watch my videos. Oh, okay. To listen to every daily hour. So, again, they're on the website, the YouTube channel. And you can't even handle that. Okay. Nonsense sending me back to sleep. So anyway. But at first I was impressed. So this is more nonsense. Impressed by what? It's a pretty simple experiment, frankly. Nothing to be impressed by. And the only reason why I did it is because you're asserting something so stupid. Okay. That it obviously has to be debunked. I mean, you're selling real lead paint as a drink. You're saying, here, lead paint. It's a drink. It says lead paint right on it. Drink it. What the fuck? Yeah, of course I'm going to make a commercial saying, no, don't drink the lead paint. Not a good idea. Anyway, conduct any experiment, but also that he was also managed to give the false impression that half masses do indeed go twice as fast. So he had me worried at first. So, you know. Again, we're not going to see his experiment. So he's apparently redone the experiment. Now, let's understand, the air track is where he's supposed to be doing the experiment, right? That's the device where you really do get rid of most of the friction. So that's exactly the device you want to do this simple experiment on. And the experiment just involves having a spring. You pull back both objects, you know, first the one mass cart, and you compress the spring, let's say half. You know, you mark the spot you want to compress it to, and then you release it. And then you take the two mass cart and compress the spring one half, okay, same place, and then release it. And then you just film the two carts moving. And that's all you have to do. And he can't produce that piece of evidence. And instead is doing ball bearing experiments, which are not the ideal. I only did the non-ideal because I didn't have an air track. I mean, fuck. He's so insane. All right, anyway. I knew he had some BS going on in his demo, so it couldn't be much simpler. There's a board, I just have a couple of rails duct taped on it, and I'm just shooting the ball bearings as if it was a slingshot. It's really simple. I tried not to focus on the obvious imperfections like the track not being parallel for almost half as narrow at the end. And frankly, it couldn't make any difference. I mean, the tiny bit of lift you get from the ball bearing, you know, going up the rail is so slight, it couldn't possibly have any effect on the outcome. And I'm not measuring, you know, I'm measuring such a small amount of distance, it really couldn't mean anything. But anyway, if you want to think it means something, it's always going to be to my disadvantage, not my advantage. So the more I let gravity leak into the experiment, the more it comes out to your benefit, idiot. So, you know, it's clearly a flaw that wouldn't do me any good, okay? Because clearly the lighter objects are going to go further. Well, yeah, right? It's harder to lift the heavy ones, so it's going to slow them down. Anyway, not a big... Look, I haven't, you know, I figure this is going to come up again, and we'll see if you can actually produce the air track experiment, and then we won't have to worry about it. But if not, and you're going to keep asserting some kind of rubbish, then I'll just do the experiment again. And I'll show just overtly that you're full of shit. Okay, our that awful launch method. So he calls mine awful. So I already showed his insane. He has plastic rods in between the spring and the ball bearings, all kinds of stupid mechanisms where he doesn't understand the difference between throwing something at something and pushing it. He doesn't know that those are two different things, that you won't transfer the energy very effectively by throwing something. Pushing is very effective. You'll get all the energy into the object if you push it, but if you throw something at it, it's not going to work. And he's too stupid to know that. So my launch method was fine in most respects. I tried to replicate it and found that it was problematic using the elastic band tensioned into a triangular shape expected to push round objects. It really isn't a problem as long as you just put a piece of tape or something, you know, duct tape, so the rubber can't stick to the ball bearing. But otherwise, it works just fine. But whatever. I'll show that. The problem I found doing this with pool balls. So he's using pool balls, right? Why is he using something that size? I mean, it, you know, frankly, it's a lot more to manage. You know. Anyway. Is the band often snatches the ball back, so somehow the ball, the using pool balls and what kind of pull, what kind of rubber band are you using with something as big as pool balls? It just doesn't, you know, what the fuck are you talking about? It thrusts forward then is pulled back, so, you know, he's saying it's that this is just the sticking problem, right? You get rid of the sticking problem, no big deal. It kind of warps itself around, and I guess too fast to see. So again, it doesn't change much. So he really thinks, you know, I don't know what his theory is proving. So there's, you know, there's two theories, the 1.4 theory mathematically and his theory of 1.28, that you can only throw a half as light thing 0.28 further. So we don't know which one he proved. So I did it with the much more clinical launcher. So we know it's got to be much worse because every one of his launchers is more complicated than it should be. Same principle as Gary's sudden release. If it's not a sudden release, it's not going to work. But anyway, I went to town making sure the track was level and parallel, not like Gary's. Well, mine was on a cement floor, you know, which is pretty level, frankly. you know, but whatever. really can't be an excuse for any substantial loss or disadvantage for the two experiments you're comparing. I even sawed pool balls to make half mass ones, so I don't even I can't imagine what he's talking about, right? He sawed it. How does sawing it make it a half mass? I don't know. More reliable. Turns out that wasn't really necessary, as one launcher launching two balls represent the two mass works just fine. Yeah, well, that's what I found. It works just fine. And the answer is, the two balls move half the speed of the one. It was something else that was wrong with the experiment. It's hard to be sure what. So he's just saying there's something wrong with my results, but he can't be sure what it is. Even I have to consider the unlikely possibility that he could have cheated. So whatever. But I don't seriously think so. So everything in my intuition, from every bit of time I've spent on Earth, I don't get what you're seeing in the world. I don't get that if I push something twice as hard, it doesn't go twice as fast or any of that stuff. I just don't see it anywhere in the real world. You know, this horrible problem of trying to get light things to go fast. I don't see it. I've never seen it. And I'd still say to you, the lever proves you wrong. It overtly proves your theory isn't viable. Because levers can do this simple, they can manage this simple task of changing, okay, frankly, a one-mass object going 10 miles an hour into a half-mass object going 20 miles an hour. A lever can do it. And you still haven't countered that simple argument, that that's exactly what levers can do. So how do they do it? How do they make twice as much energy on one side? You put in, 100 joules of energy in on one side of the lever and 200 joules pops out of the other side. How can you defend that? Listening. Oh, yeah, that's right. I won't hear an answer to that simple question. I think the experiment itself was simply flawed. The track was junk. Maybe that was the problem. The track was fine. It was, the balls are going fast enough that almost any surface would do for the simple comparison. But at any rate, when I did it clinically as I could, so this is what he's calling one of his experiments clinical, when they're so bad, so filthy and sloppy. Guess what? The results were as perfect as they ever are in favor of KE formula. So it doesn't tell us what KE formula he proved. So if it's the standard, then he's doing the Pirro thing. So he says a single ball bearing shot from a slingshot only goes 0.4 faster, okay, than if I shoot two. So if I shoot two, they go 70 miles an hour. And if I shoot just one, it only goes 100 miles an hour. So obviously it's a good idea to shoot two things, because you're going to get a lot more bang for your buck, I'm going to argue. Okay, anyway, there are 2 days when I generally wish he was right. There are days. Anyway, God knows why. Yeah, that doesn't even make any sense. So, I mean, you're so full of shit. It's incredible. Anyway, I do know why. Just so I can say there, your proof, I'm not biased. So that's almost amazing. Anyway, I'm telling the world Gary appears to be right. What is that? So you want to prove me right about one thing and then slander me about 999 other things? Or where would this make any sense? Oh, that's right. It wouldn't make any sense. Only snag is it never happened, so I can't make any such declarations to clear my name. You'll never be able to clear your name because, frankly, you're never going to prove that free momentum is a thing. It's impossible for you to be right, Steve. And again, if you do, go ahead, prove that you can make free momentum. And again, I'll just argue that I own it. So good, I'm rich. make me filthy rich. Okay, of his false accusations that I am supposedly dishonest or that I let my dislike. So again, this is just more bullshit. I couldn't care less about all your psychological problems. I care that your physics sucks. You make bold statements on garbage evidence. You say you prove something and your proof is absolute steaming shit. nobody should be saying, oh yeah, that's a good experiment, Steve. And the fact that people will just go along, those are the ones that are the ones at fault here. The Farleys and the rest of these nuts who sit there and give you any kind of reason to believe you're doing anything called good physics when you're doing horrible, stupid, illogical, nonsensical gimmick experiments. Again, you're nothing but a Ken Wheeler, you know, showing his pharaoh cell and saying, see, light is bent by magnetism, when it's not. I wish I knew how. It would be a neat trick, which is why I almost admire Gary playing with ball experiment, and I'm said so. I didn't laugh at it, did I? And again, this is just such nonsense. It's a nothing experiment, you know, whatever. And it was only done to refute your absolute silly fucking statements. And they're absolutely silly. 2.8 is a silly theory. 2.4 is nonsense, but 2.8 is preposterously silly. You thanked me. You thanked me and then said, fuck, his results are wrong. So what's the point? Being honest with Gary is like feeding gold leaf to an elephant. What? He turns everything to shit. Everything turns everything into shit. There's something you can feed gold leaf to where it doesn't turn to shit? What would that be? Anyway, guess you've made up your mind and now you desperately want to prove him wrong, just like Bozo. False again. Did you even read my praising comments about Gary's experiment? So this has got to be irrelevant. You're just an empty-headed twit. I want Gary to be right. He just never... something. So it's just too stupid. I mean, he keeps saying he's proven something and there's just no proof shown. It's just too silly. Gary has pointed out that Lewin's own experiment isn't consistent with his own experiment. Yes. Oh, because this ought to be good. So let's see what he says to that. Okay. Well, I've checked Gary's experiment and after initially praising it. So here he's doing... my experiment had nothing to do with Lewin's experiment, frankly. He's talking about... So he's quoting a statement where the guy's talking about Lewin's second experiment. You know, the one that was supposed to be inelastic and turned into an elastic experiment. Because it didn't stick, they bounced. That's the one he's talking about. And Brozo can't even get that right. All right. I discovered there are serious problems with it. For start, his track isn't like... any other track. It isn't parallel. It's half as narrow at one end. It's full of bumps. Again, more just nonsense. The little ball bearings roll quite freely. Tiny bit of energy and they roll just fine. You don't even have to zoom in to see the junk elastic band idea doesn't work on pool balls. I don't know what he's talking about. There's no pool balls. So they're little ball bearings, you know, a centimeter across. What the fuck's he talking about? It often snatches one ball back, so the only one releases. So that never happened. So I'll just say, I can play you my, I did like 10 runs with each size. And it never happened that it only shot one of the balls. So again, he's making up stories that didn't happen. It never happened. I'm saying that I wouldn't have published the videos if I wasn't getting consistent results, and it was consistent, okay? I mean, especially the two ball ones. Those results were always the same. 20, 21, 20, 21, 20, that's it. The only variation was in the one ball. The one ball is the one where once in a while the rubber band would stick to the side of the ball and it wouldn't release as cleanly. That's I'm supposing is the problem. So I went from 12 to 14, the bigger span. So clearly it's not a clean release. It's clean enough. So a proper spring release mechanism built by professionals gives consistent results of... And so he's talking about something built by professionals, and his release mechanisms, again, he doesn't know the difference between pushing something and banging something into it. So he doesn't know the difference between throwing and pushing. Okay, in any case, 47 frames over a given distance for a pool ball weighing 116 grams. then 35, so for a half pool ball. So instead of showing us, he's just telling us. And again, we don't get to see his mechanism for pushing the objects. Again, he's supposed to be pushing them. Okay. Do the math then. 62, 61, 63, 60 for two balls at once. So he's got 35 and 62. And he's saying those numbers indicate 2/3. Well, I don't think so. I don't think 35 is 2/3 of 62. Yeah, I don't think you're anywhere close. Anyway, so we'll have to look into that one. Neither you nor Gary will be able to do the math because you both sound like you think see you next to Tuesday. So this is a guy who admits he doesn't have any mathematical aptitude. Just amazing. But others here will be able to see this is entirely consistent with KE formula. Walter. So he keeps saying it's consistent. He can't even give us the numbers that are supposed to be consistent. And again, it started with a quote. Gary has pointed out that Lewin's own experiment isn't consistent with his own experiment. So he doesn't even understand that what he's supposed to, that point is a point about a specific thing in Professor Lewin's video. 20 minutes after he did one experiment, he does another experiment and the results aren't consistent. He didn't deal with that argument anywhere. Just that, why did you bother quoting the guy when you were completely on a wrong subject? Amazing. Well, even if you don't have an agenda, clearly now you have one, so you're not really trustworthy. Okay, I love how you jump to all these conclusions. It's a pretty reasonable conclusion. The guy obviously is calling anybody who disagrees with him a troll, and, you know, so obviously he's chosen a side. I'm very curious what is actually inside your cranium wool, whatever that is. We know that you have nothing left. All your little marbles have now bounced down the street. Anyway, this result is not surprising except to people who actually believe Gary really does have a case. I apologize. Well, actually, yes. Okay, so reasonable people can look at the experiments and say, gee, those really aren't consistent outcomes. Inconsistencies in science should be fixed, not ignored. I apologize to one and all, well, not Gary for his cohorts, for not actually showing my own air track evidence yet. So he's apologizing, and yet he's asserting he has good reason not to. I don't know. I just keep doing more and more experiments confirming the exact same thing ultimately. So he just keeps promising us this evidence that we'll never see, that Gary is wrong, and never seemed to get around to showing anyone this work. And so why would this be a complication at all? Why is making the video of the work public a problem? Gary claims I haven't done the work. No, I claim you've done it. I've said that overtly. And frankly, the results aren't what you wish they would be. And so you're working now on forcing it to work. You're seeing if you can smear some clay on it. You know, you're going to show us something that's going to be broken. By you, all right? You're going to force us to find out what chicanery you applied to the simple experiment. And I will find it. And because I found it every other time you fixed and rigged an experiment. Okay, I'll let him think that. That's his problem. I promise to upload something soon. You've already done that promising crap, and it doesn't happen. 2 weeks ago, you promised, hey, a few hours, I got 3 videos already, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. All right, or share it with trusted individuals privately. Isn't that just so special? Thing is, these people don't need to see my air track experiments. So you're just admitting they don't need evidence. They really don't. They believe in it because you believe in it, and you all believe in it because whoever believes in it. You know, Degrassi Tyson believes it, so you believe it. Feynman told you so. You know, even though Feynman can't draw a two-slit experiment right. They already know the outcome. Anyway, my apologies for being so slow. Oh, isn't that nice? Again, there can't be any explanation. My apologies for uploading the videos private for really no rational reason. So he already uploaded the videos. Let's understand, they're already uploaded. He just hasn't made them public. and he's apologizing for not making them public, as if, oh, I just didn't have the time to hit the public button. Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, did you have fun harassing Toady UK with your "you need to learn more books" LOL condescending tone? I don't know where the quote ends here. You are a narcissist. Okay, that's the end. Oh, it's such a shame. Is Toady upset? So again, they really are harassing him, I guess. You know, I mean, look at this. This is such patronizing conversation. So now Stephen Bro has some reason to find Toady offensive merely because he says, well, I'm not convinced. Yeah, this evidence sucks. It does seem suspicious that Professor Lewin has the tape measure upside down and a blob of clay on the cart. Yeah, that's not really the way the experiment should be done. I don't friggin' think so. Okay, he's a grown man. In the case you don't notice, he's been dealing with flat earthers, so he's not likely to be overwhelmed. So that's the irony, right? That you're now comparing yourself, your own gang, to the flat earthers and saying, well, he can deal with flat earthers, so he should be able to deal with us. We're not that much worse. So he's sort of conceding the argument that, yes, he's dealt with fanatics who don't give a fuck about the truth. And that's what you people are looking like. Fanatics who don't give a fuck about the truth. By a few messages reminding him Gary is an empty-headed buffoon. So again, you just, you know, it is funny. He's been pretty unbiased as far as I can tell. He looked at various pieces of physical evidence that had solid evidence, e.g. photoelectric effect, the speed of light, atomic theory, and compiled it all together like Newton and Maxwell did in their time. I think that's really impressive. So whatever, you don't have to believe that, okay? But the fact is, it's all in videos, okay? I mean, the whole process from 10 years ago, the whole thing is in videos. So there's really no mystery to how I fell on this stuff. I mean, 10 years ago, I didn't think kinetic energy was a problem because I never looked into it. And it wasn't until I decided, well, let me go find out where this formula came from. And I found out, well, it was invented in 1811. And I said, oh, wait a minute. It wasn't invented then. It was invented way back in Newton. And I said, you know, and then I found out, I saw the silliness of it. And then I knew there was an argument to be made here. How could an element of fundamental physics be this corrupt in terms of its birth? It's such an obvious bastard that you have to measure it and say, well, let's see if it can actually produce something. You can't just assume it's not going to be a disaster. Mind you, Boltzmann had a very similar days about physics, and his was bullied into suicide. So this is relevant how? So all of this isn't as fringe as you think. You're just glued to popular science nonsense. So I don't know who wrote that. I mean, is all of this a quote? But anyway, I don't think Gary is a genius, by the way. I don't know what this is. This is all just quoting the other guy? All right. I think he happened to be in the right person at the right time. Well, obviously, he had to be pretty smart, frankly. Come on, you can't put all of this together, you know, connecting gravity to photons and then energy and momentum, you know, but whatever. You make me belly laugh. They don't come more, what is this? Gromless than Gary? Whatever. So all of that, he didn't properly quote it, so we didn't know what part was Brozo and what part was the other guy's comment. By the way, all you have for double slit, I don't know, this is kind of getting on the wrong subject, is just some religious guy who has explicitly written about how Christianity and physics both affect his life. This all goes back to single photon notions and the fact that very few people have actually done these single photon experiments in any kind of, in the way they would have done them 300 years ago, in the fact that you do them by taking a very long time exposure. You will let the photons leak into the experiment over a period of days, not over a period of seconds. Yeah. And if you're doing it over a period of seconds, you have to cheat to make it work, frankly. But anyway, first it's Leibniz, and then it's the other Christian fuck. You are on some thin ice if that's what your stuff comes from. Oh, by the way, where is the analysis video? I can't wait to see you make an epic fail. So he's talking, this is a comment the guy was making to the DS guy who was promising the Photoshop analysis. Hey, do you realize that Gary cannot even recognize the double slit reliably? So again, it's just, I've pointed it out. It's in my videos. Nobody's debunked the videos. Nobody's made a single argument. So just a few days ago, I did a double slit experiment, showed the different patterns, showed what has to be explained, and there's been nothing. No counter argument of any kind. Mostly he gets it right. Even his... So he says one thing. I can't recognize it, and I mostly get it right. Does it make any sense? Even he's capable of that, but you might be shocked how many times Gary has pointed to a two-slit pattern and said it's a single slit. Yeah, because it is a single slit. If two of the points are closer to each other than the wavelength of the light, it might as well be the same point. So that's a fact. That's how you turn a double slit into a single slit, is to eliminate two of the point sources by putting them so close together they can't be seen as different points. And the fact that you still haven't gotten that, you still haven't figured out what that means and why it's important, just demonstrates how really stupid you are. It generally is hilarious to watch, and likewise, what's hilarious is that you can't form your argument into any kind of rational sequence of arguments. You can't make a video arguing any of this stuff. All you can do is cartoon rhetoric and insults, and that's all you've got. Anyway, how many times has Gary looked at a set of slits with the details printed right in front of his, there's this word again, gromless face, and he's guessed that double slits must be single slits? No, I've guessed, I've stated that it's not a double slit pattern because it's a signature pattern. Without the two different pieces of information being superimposed, that is the different sources. You have to have four sources to have a double slit experiment. It's just a fact. And if you don't have four sources, it'll look just like a single slit. And he further guessed wrong. Well, of course, no, my guesses weren't wrong. Using the power of his fabulous eyesight, the man I call Mr. Magoo, and I call you Brozo for good reason, because he can't see... for toffee. Well, whatever. I can see well enough. I could buy. I'm doing pretty good for a 62-year-old. That is worth of his single slit was supposedly thinner than the wavelength of light. That the width of this single slit was the supposedly thinner than wavelength of light. The slit, which was actually a double with dimensions of 0.5G 0.25. So that tells you so a lot, right? B.15, G.25. Yeah, that tells you a lot. Ask your mom. Gary won't know what that means. He destroyed the explanation I sent him in a comment 3 years ago, saying it was irrelevant. What a DH. So again, there's nothing. His explanations are never explanations. If you want to change the subject, great. Yeah, no, I want to stay on the subject, asshole. But anyway, any info you've got off Gary is crap, with a capital C, and then even though he spelled it with a K. But anyway, so look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 straight comments. I mean, yeah. Amazing that somebody would even do that on somebody else's video. Just amazing. You know, that he can't... He ought to just make a note page somewhere, you know, and just write up all this crap. He ought to just make a video for him to post comments to. Just call it My Assertions. And you don't have to have any video. You just have a two-second video. And just use the comments section to post all of your gibberish. I mean, since you can't publish in any other rational, you know, you can't seem to make any arguments in actual speaking video, and you prefer to do this, you ought to just make a one place for you to put all of this brilliant mush. Yeah. You ought to just, you know, make a little museum for it. All right. Anyway. So, enough of a video. But at least I got it over with. I mean, I couldn't do the straight physics video until I dealt with this, because it was just, it would have just kept, you know, sitting in the background going, you've got to respond to that horseshit. That's just too amazing. So anyway, he has all the proof. He won't show it to us yet. So someday he'll get around to showing it to us. And so we all should just sit around and do nothing until Brozo decides to release his golden proof video. You know, where he goes and grabs the Holy Grail. You know. And, no, but damn, the damn thing blew up in his hand, you know. But he has video of it, so we'll get to see it. Oh, shit. People, the world is just too stupid. It seems, frankly. There's not much evidence, you know, that it, there's any, that there's just any fertile soil for brain cells. You know. But anyway, all right, so that's enough. So till the next time and such. Gotta hit a button. Yeah, that'll do. This has been a DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Just part of the, what, this will be just part of a history. You know, someday this will be just something people will look at as a historical fact, and it'll just be, oh man. Yeah. Them was bad times on planet Earth, weren't they? When the assholes ruled the planet. But anyway.